The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant.
That's my wife's
over here. I gathered that.
I'm sure you did.
10,000 years ago, Rita Repulsa was imprisoned in a space dumpster on the moon. She remained there until two unsuspecting astronauts opened the dumpster and changed the world forever.
Ah! After 10,000 years, I'm free! It's time to conquer Earth!
Alpha, Rita's escaped. Recruit a team of teenagers with attitudes.
For over 300 episodes, courageous teenagers from Angel Grove have taken on evil villains, fought desperate battles, and have turned it into the most watched kid show in TV history, Power Rangers.
I'm Austin St. John of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. From studios like this one came hundreds of more phenomenal Power Ranger adventures. And I tell you what, a lot of them included my bro, the Zack Man, Walter Emmanuel Jones.
The Power Rangers have battled Rita Repulsa, Lord Zedd, the Machine King, Demontox, and lots of other villains to save the Earth. And in the process, become a history-making TV series. Not bad for a bunch of teenagers with attitude.
When the show first started, almost everybody thought that it was really unique. And well, they were right. In fact, from the beginning, it was a different kind of show.
The look and feel of the original Power Rangers superheroes started in Japan on a popular program called Go Rangers.
Like the Power Rangers, Go Rangers evolved and eventually became Zoo Rangers. Then our producers took these characters, gave them an updated look, created new stories, cast English-speaking actors, and a different new show idea was born.
They are the Power Rangers!
As soon as Power Rangers took off, it began to change. I mean, there were always new villains, new Zords, and even new Rangers.
Well, and great new episodes, like the one where I became the Gold Ranger.
Or my birthday episode, yeah.
Well, what about the one where I got to fight Goldar alone?
Oh, yeah? Well, what about my spider episodes? I mean,
that was good, but it was cool.
This intro's driving me nuts. It was a lot longer than I expected.
But you know what? I loved your hip-hop keto episode. You know?
Yeah, that was cool.
Thingamajig.
All right, check it out. Why don't we just move on to the next segment?
Move on?
Yeah.
The hell with this intro. Because it's a little bit longer than I was planning. Anyways. Hold on, let me skip ahead. Let me fast forward a little bit so we can hear a little bit of music. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, that's Tony C's song right there. And it is Tuesday night, May 9th, 2017. It is not episode 501 of The Rant. If you want, you can listen to that next week. Tonight, we are live doing something we've been talking about for quite some time. We're finally getting down to this Power Rangers Roundtable. We're live here on Rant AM Radio at rantamradio.com. Tune in radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and all that other crap that we broadcast on. I am Double A, being joined, as always, by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And for the first time that I can remember, at least I don't think we've ever broadcasted together in the house, is Choppy.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Look at that.
Chopster.
It's a first. We're having Choppy on the air with us, and we're going to have some fun tonight, let me tell you.
Yes, sir.
Now, of course, if you are listening to us live and you want to chime in, the lines are open, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. And if you missed any of that, oh, I'm sorry, you're just S out. You're shit out of luck. You should have been listening to this show for the last 9 years that we've had this phone number. But anyways, no, it's 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. Now, we've been talking about this Power Rangers roundtable, gosh, I'd say probably about a year now, ever since we heard that this damn movie was coming out. The movie came out at WrestleMania time, so WrestleMania took priority, among other things. But now that we saw the movie, at least, have we all seen the movie?
I did.
Choppy?
I have not yet, okay. No.
But we're gonna fill you in without giving you spoilers.
That's fine.
But we felt it was time to finally do a roundtable on this damn TV show that we always bring up on Tuesday nights, you know, because, well, it's just that damn good. And
yeah,
for those
it's
of
the
you,
Triple H of it's the Triple H of
kids programming
afternoon cartoon.
That's right.
Right.
Now, for those of you that don't recall, for those of you that don't recall, the Saturday before WrestleMania that we broadcast to The Rant in Orlando, Tony C, you know, set up shop, and we binged watch Power Rangers all night. Probably probably got in, I don't know, what, 10 episodes, something like that?
Yep.
Over some pizza and wings and something like that.
Yep.
Crushed pineapple in a can.
That's right.
But
good time had by all.
That's right. I mean, what do you do? What do you do the day before WrestleMania in Orlando, Florida? You know? But yeah. No, I mean, we've been really, this has been something that I've been wanting to do for a while. We did the Rocky Roundtable. We did a few other roundtables. We've got a Saved by the Bell Roundtable on the books. We have a Karate Kid Roundtable on the books. So, you know, we got a couple of these roundtables to, you know, sit back and reminisce about our childhood.
Enjoy.
We've got the Saturday morning cartoon special that's going to come up again in the fall.
Yep.
After the success of the one that we did last year or the year before that. So we're going to have some fun reflecting on the good old days. Now, first things first, talk about a couple of things. Number one, Phil, dude, you gotta do something about this and get your ass out of that hospital.
Yeah, man.
Please.
You got a case of the surfers?
Exactly. I guess he likes paying for television.
Oh, man. I had to get him my Hulu account because it was getting really, really depressing in that fucking hospital room, dude.
I can imagine. So, Phil, Phil, I know you're a Voltron guy, but, you know, you're probably listening. Do us a favor. Get your burly ass out of that hospital and go home.
Seriously.
Please. Anyways. So I talked to Phil a little bit, or I texted him back and forth today while I was at work. You know, hopefully they'll cut him loose tomorrow. And if that's the case, cool beans. So that's that. Number two, obviously conspicuous by his absence is Surfer, because this just isn't his cup of tea. And you know, he'd rather sit at home and play with his $64,000 action figure that he's had since 1969. But yeah, so we're here tonight. We're going to talk Power Rangers. We're going to get a little deep. We're going to talk about our favorite moments, favorite this, favorite that. But I guess we got to start with how it all began, how we found the show, and things like that. Now, all three of us, Choppy, Tony C, and myself, we're all in our 30s, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. So that would put us somewhere around 9, 10, 11, when the show debuted on Fox Kids in 1993.
Yes.
Okay. So, we're going to go around the horn and see how everybody discovered the show. We'll start with Choppy, who is you know, because he's the guest tonight. First time he's on here on Tuesday.
Guest.
He's a special guest. First time he's on here on Tuesday nights. Choppy, how'd you find the show?
I actually didn't find out about it until I was actually not even in the country when I first saw Power Rangers. I was actually watching Super Sentai Jetman in Portugal.
Oh, wow.
Believe it. And Jetman was actually my first introduction to the Power Rangers. So when I came back to the United States, I was like, man, I won't be able to watch Jetman no more. And then all of a sudden, Power Rangers comes on TV. I'm like, whoa, this is fantastic. This is great. So, and my mom bought me my first action figure was the Red Ranger because that was my favorite when I first saw the show. Mm-hmm. So, I think my first episode was probably King Sphinx, the monster.
Okay, yeah. The guy that looks like Goldar, for those of you that don't, that need a visual reference, he kind of looks like Goldar.
He does, a little bit, yes. And that was my introduction, man. It was just a great introduction to the series. It was great. Loved it.
What about you, Tony C? First of all, where were you set up shop? Were you in Central Florida or stuck in Virginia?
Oh, no. I was here. I was born and raised here in Florida, so I don't know if you know I told you that or not. But
well, I knew you were born and raised here, but I don't per se recall the exact time that you were in Virginia, when you did your time there.
Oh, that wasn't until 07.
Oh, okay.
I didn't move
there
until 07. But during that time, Power Rangers, you know, came onto the map here. You know, I was a young whippersnapper like yourself, you know, knee high to a grasshopper. And it used to come on, you know, Saturday mornings. Then they moved it. It started coming on in the afternoons.
On the weekdays, that's right.
Yeah, on the weekdays, in the mornings. Then they moved it to the afternoons, too. And I don't quite remember what drew me into it, per se. I would guess I would say the Zord portion of it, I guess. Just intriguing, you know, how that concept. But and then the storylines, of course, got better as the seasons went on, you know, with the Green Ranger coming in and all that good stuff. But I know Choppy said he was a Red Ranger guy.
Or he had a Red Ranger action figure.
I had the Red Ranger action figure.
Yeah. I never, you know, I guess I would consider I was never crazy into it like that to get the action figures, although I did want, you know, the Thunder Zord when they popped off.
Oh my God. That Thunder Zord was beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Never got around to getting one, but yeah, you know, those early Saturday mornings, you know, that's what got me into it.
Now,
them damn To Be Continued episodes, killer. When you're only getting it once a week. Oh my God!
I'm gonna tell you one To Be Continued that damn near killed me. But real quick, we're having some technical difficulties taking calls apparently. So if you're listening to us, bear with us. The Skype has decided to, what a shock, act like an ass tonight. So if you're trying to call in, I know I saw William Morgan, I believe I saw Mr. Hightower. Calm down. We'll take your calls here. Just relax. As soon as I get this sorted out, we'll take your calls. How did I find the show? I found it through an unconventional way. I found the show through a videotape. Now, I don't know, I'm going way back now to the days when you went to Blockbuster and you rented stuff and this and that. So I recall probably the first five, six episodes were on VHS tapes. And each box, you know, each individual episode was a different color, you know, the red one, the black one, the blue, and so on. And I got my hands on one of the tapes out of curiosity, took it home, watched it. Okay, this is pretty cool. Had no idea that this was a TV show. We're talking. This is 1993. I'm still a kid. So I found the TV show on Fox Kids at that time. I believe they were already airing Monday through Friday in the afternoons. So the show had been on for a while, and I don't recall more or less the episode that I started watching, but it was shortly after the Green Ranger became a part of the show. And then, of course, I was hooked, and I watched with bated breath every single episode till about 1997, which is 4 years later. So that would have put us right into the beginning of Turbo. And, you know, I stopped after that because the show, for me, went south. But Choppy said that he grew up and he watched Jetman. Jetman, of course, Super Sentai. The show emanated from Japan. The show is still on the air, still being produced. I believe has something in the neighborhood of 40 or 50 seasons under their belt. Every year they change. New group, new Zords, or new Robos, or whatever they call it in Japan. New everything. Jetman was the one before Power Rangers, which was called Geo Rangers in Japan. So we're talking, what Choppy was watching was produced in about 1990. Geo Rangers was done in 91 or 92. And then, because they, in America, we were 1 year behind. We still are. We're 1 year behind what is done in Japan. So right now, what is airing in Japan is going to air next year in this country after they have time to, you know, adapt it, film the American scenes, and all that stuff. Now, Power Rangers, though. We got to stay with Power Rangers, though, from the, you know, this part. How could you not love the show, though? Now, of course, as adults, we appreciate it a little bit differently because, you know, we laugh. Me and Tony C, we laugh now about Rito and Master Vile and, the, you know, the interactions with Lord Zedd and the funny things that are done on the show. The Machine King coming in, cleaning house, kicking ass, and we laughed our ass off. Of course, the unnamed one, for a period of time, you know, had a theme song. And you know who I'm talking about. You know, the one that his name starts with an M, you know, and he doesn't like to be called by his government name. But he had a theme song for a while. You remember Tony C?
Yep.
Now, where, how come I can't find it now? There we go. Every time Rage came on, we hit that music because it just fit Rage, because Rage reminded us of probably more bulk than Skull. But we've done so many references to Power Rangers here because the show is like, it's a part of us. I mean, we're in our 30s and we're still talking about it, for God's sakes, like if the damn show just aired yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, let's go around and talk about some of our favorite episodes and things like that. Choppy, you came to the States. You came from Portugal. Well, you were born here, right?
Correct, yes.
And then you went to Portugal. You came back. So you started watching Power Rangers after watching Jetman. We're going to get into the Sentai portion because, let me tell you, it's completely different in Japan than it is here. A lot of
and
people...
Much more.
And, much more violent, much more sexual.
Yes.
Than you could ever imagine. And it's a kid's show over there. But anyways, Choppy, favorite episodes, what was an episode that kind of made, oh shit, you know, that type of moment?
It would have to be Green with Evil, the arc with Tommy joining in as the evil Green Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the threat that this guy put those five Power Rangers through. Oh my God, my 10-year-old mind was blown, man. That was like, wow, the Green Ranger is the man. And I didn't even care he was the bad guy at that point. I loved Tommy. He was the best in my eyes because he had the shield, he had the dagger, the Dragon Zord. He was fantastic. That was my favorite moment of all the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Hands down.
Would you have to agree with that, Tony C?
I have to go with You want to go favorite episode?
Well, that moment that, you know, you could go with episode, but you could also go with that moment or that episode that just made you go, holy shit.
That made me giddy.
Yeah.
It got to be the White Light episode, because you got the episode, the White Light part 1 and 2, because you got trying to figure out that was about 95, so about 12, 13 years old, and you spending all day trying to figure out who the hell is going to be the White.
Are you serious? Did you really think that it was going to be somebody else other than Tommy?
Yeah,
especially if earlier in the episode you saw that Tommy was swimming in that damn lake and he was teleported somewhere else.
But, you know, you don't pay attention to things like that at 12 years old.
All right.
But that's easy to catch now. You thought his ass was gone. Like, how did come to find out? When he took off that.
You're breaking up, Tony C. Tony C, wiggle it.
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Yeah.
Is Skype working better now?
It's working. It's working. Still can't take calls, but yeah, go ahead.
But when he disappeared, I didn't know. And then, you know, they made him the leader, man. That was big.
Yeah,
because
I remember
Jason
that.
Was always the leader.
Now,
Jason was
so
mad.
Not only.
Now,
before, you were mad. You were a Jason guy.
You were a Jason.
No, I was not a Jason guy, but I know you could tell. Like, I felt bad for Jason because you're like, dude,
He was gone shortly after that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Now, before we came on the air tonight, I was watching a handful of videos, like, you know, interviews and things like that, and there was a video of, you know, some of the production crew, you know, some of the actors from the show talking about Austin St. John, who was Jason. And they said, you know,
he's a prick.
Not so much a prick, but they said, you know, here's this guy. He was the youngest of the cast, you know, had to, you know, still was kind of maturing and growing up and this and that, you know, and he was put in this role as the leader of the group. And, you know, he really took the role seriously. And then here comes Tommy. And, you know, Tommy was the Green Ranger. They, you know, they went through that whole series, you know, with the Green Ranger and everything. And then Tommy ultimately became the leader. And the director or the producer, whoever, said at the end, you know, he took it in stride. But at the end of the day, they never really were going to be good friends.
Because Jason was in gimmick, basically what you
the said. Whole time. You know, like Roddy Piper was never out of gimmick. He was Roddy Piper 24/7.
He was Randy Orton.
Exactly. And he was Jason. He wasn't Austin St. John. No, he was Jason the whole time.
I believe it.
And
I could see why they made him the leader in the beginning, because, you know, without the Tyrannosaurus, you couldn't form Megazord, pretty much the original one.
Yeah,
and then when they went to the Thunderzords, they really couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, but the flip side to that was, you know, okay, they switched over, and here came Rocky. Rocky didn't seem nothing. There was nothing about him that made it seem like he would be a capable leader.
Yeah, but they didn't need him as a leader, though.
No, they didn't, because by then Tommy was already the leader. Right, but it's just like, you know, I'm thinking about it in retrospect. How do you get that leadership, you know, that Red Ranger is the leader, and that's why going a little, you know, fast-forwarding a little bit, probably like 10 years ago, I want to say, Power Rangers Wild Force, when it was on ABC Family at the time, or, you know, or something. I think it was ABC Family. They had the Forever Red episode, which featured all the Red Rangers. That Red Ranger in Japan, it still is, ultimately is the leader of the group. So here comes this White Ranger and is the leader, you know, pushes Jason to the side. But Rocky still was in the first position. Still was you know, at the front of the controls in the Zord, even though that all that is pre-taped. But still, you know, it just, they made it seem like he was on the same level as Tommy.
But he wasn't. Even Jason wasn't. Once he became the White Ranger, no.
But you gotta admit though, Tommy was the perfect fit for that leadership, man, because he was so goddamn popular. He's probably more popular than all the other Rangers, unfortunately.
Well, you know, going back to me doing my research before coming on here, just scanning through videos, when the first movie came out, you know, they all went on Regis and Kathy Lee. And who was the one that did all the interviews? Tommy. Who was voted one of the 50 most beautiful people in People magazine? Tommy. Not that, anybody else shouldn't be in there. I don't know. But people decided that Tommy should be in that list. What else? You know, everything was Tommy.
Did Saba go with him?
Saba.
Did Saba go with him?
I'm sure in his profile that they took for the magazine, he posed with Saba. But
I love Saba, man. Saba was underrated as a character.
I don't know.
I agree.
I don't know. I didn't like it too
that
much.
That first episode when he was like, "I'm not used to having a partner." That was shade to the other Rangers. Like, y'all one of my partners.
Yeah, that was kind of, now that I think about it, that was kind of a dickish thing to say. But whatever. All right, the episode for me that I said, "Oh shit." The Green with Evil was a great episode, was a great series. You know, those five episodes are just epic. Episode 4 is the best. But without a doubt, and I believe, Tony C, we watched this one when I was up in Orlando, was the day the command center blew up from Rito and Goldar. And that was,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
When they went from Power Rangers to when they became Zeo, because that was the first time in the show's history that a season ended with a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Up until then, The season always ended, you know, they closed up shop and that was it. Now this time the season ended and I was like, oh my God. And I think we had to wait like four or five months before the season picked up again. And it was a long, I mean, it was like, I think that episode probably aired in July,
96.
It was probably like July, maybe June or July that episode aired, and the series didn't pick back up again until, I want to say, October, even later than that.
Yeah, in the fall.
In the fall.
You're right.
And it was, I was like, oh my God. And because at that point I thought, this is it. The show's over. They're killing off the show. There's not going to be any more of this. You know, and at that time, you know, Fox Kids was already a dying block of programming and this and that. By that time, the day-to-day episodes also had stopped. There was only new episodes on Saturdays. So every Saturday, I think from 9 to 10, you got two new episodes. And then they ran, you know, all those other silly cartoons that they had on Fox Kids. You know, oh God, what was the show with the Tasmanian Devil?
Oh, Tasmania.
And he had to eat the cat, Bobby's World, and all those shows that aired on Fox Kids. But Power Rangers was the anchor. And I just remember that Saturday morning, like, holy shit. What am I going to do now? And at that time, I luckily had taped a whole bunch of episodes on some VHS tapes. So I spend my summer recapping some of those episodes, some of my favorites on those tapes. But for me, that one was the one for me that I was like, oh my God. But there's been some other ones. There's been some other ones that I was very close to saying that, but that one would definitely over the top.
You know what?
Yes.
Go ahead, I'm sorry for cutting you off. You know what season really pissed me off? is when they made the Power Rangers kids and brought in the Alien Rangers.
You see, now me and Tony C, we watched that.
Don't you talk bad about Master Vile. That was an excellent plan.
Ugh.
That was an excellent plan. Now, the execution of the continuity of it was kind of off. Because it's funny you bring the episode up because that's one of the ones if you watch. Double A's are like, you know what? How the hell everybody else ain't kids?
I know, right?
And it's just them. That's the kid.
Right.
We're like, well, maybe everybody else was like real old. And then they set them back.
There was a lot of continuity issues that just didn't make sense.
Remember
early 20s.
Exactly.
Remember the Ninja Zords that they eventually got?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know those Ninja Zords in Japan actually belong to the Alien Rangers?
Yeah.
I that blew my mind when I found out about that.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The Ninja Zords, the Shogun Zords, I forgot what they called the other ones, the little Zords. I forgot what they called them in the States. All that was technically the Alien Rangers in Japan, the Kaku Rangers.
Shogun Zords. Not talking about the Shogun.
Of course, they had the Shogun Zords too.
Yeah.
They had the Shogun.
So why did they... If they were already around, why'd they have to go to freaking wherever to get the ninja power?
No.
You guys are saying...
Okay, but in Japan, this was in Japan, though. We're talking the Japanese version of the series. They utilized those powers. When they felt... The way I've heard the story was, the reason why the series did not change with the Japan series in terms of the costumes... The Zords changed, yes. The monsters change, yes. Not fully, but some. The reason why the costumes didn't change is because they were selling so much merchandise on the costumes that they felt that if they changed the costumes so soon, they were going to lose out on a lot of revenue and the sales were going to drop off. Hey, it must have worked. They sold over $1 billion in merchandise the first 2 years that the show was on. So, hey, you know, that's, what are you going to do? When they finally switched to Zeo, they figured at this point, now we're going to start switching every year, and they did after that, you know?
And the thing that I like...
Go ahead, wiggle it, Tony C.
Lord, it's finally broken. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was saying the Ninja Zords finally brought Tommy into the fold of being in the actual Zord with the team.
Of course.
That's what I thought was really cool.
And I like that too, because there was a couple of episodes where the Green Ranger was in the Zords with them. A couple of episodes. Not too many. Just a couple.
Yeah.
But I always thought that was cool too. What was that?
How cool was the Falcon Zord?
It was very cool. Now, I guess we can segue into our favorite Zords. Tony C, you know, already alluded to the fact that he was a fan of the Thunder Zords. I don't know.
White Tiger Zord, to be exact.
I don't know. The Thunder Zords just didn't do it for me.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to tell you, when they debuted, I did mark out. I won't lie.
That episode.
I'm going to tell you something. That three-part episode, the mutiny. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see how good everybody's memory is. Does everybody?
The entrance of Lord Zed.
The entrance of Lord Zed. But does everybody remember that those three episodes did not air on Fox Kids? That they actually aired in prime time on Fox.
Yeah, afternoon, right after school.
No, in prime time. I'm talking about on Fox prime time, 8 o'clock at night.
Like around
it was
eight.
They did it. I remember
seven, something like
something. It was like eight or something like that. I remember this is how I recall the whole process. The season had ended, and they were in reruns, and then they start promoting the new season, and then of course they're showing the clips and this and that and whatever, and they say the season premiere will be on Friday such and such date at 8 p.m. on Fox. I'm like, huh? Friday at 8 p.m. on Fox. So those three episodes aired every, you know, the first one aired on the first Friday night, the next one on the next Friday night, and finally the last one on the last Friday night in prime time on Fox. The only time that that show ever aired on prime time. And I remember because I programmed my VCR to record all three episodes. And that was big shit back then because I was like, they're in prime time, man. And I, of course, I watched with bated breath, and I marked out, Tony C, I won't lie, I marked out for the Thunderzords. But later on, I didn't later on, I didn't like them, though.
Because I'm not going to lie, the original Zords were lame to me.
No!
The original.
Come on!
Oh, man. Compared to the Thunderzord. Come on. Compared to the Thunderzord.
Dragon Zord in battle mode? Come on, dude. Oh, remember Dragon Zord in battle mode?
Come on, Tony C.
Come on. Dragon Zord in Godzilla battle mode was great.
The freaking Green Ranger Zord was a Godzilla ripoff.
So?
Okay. I don't care. Perfect.
Tony, say.
They couldn't stand up against the mutiny. That's why it took something bigger and better, you know what I'm saying, to overtake those monsters in the mutiny episodes, because they had played out, man. Anything use a tail as a, like a saw, come on, man. And then, don't get me started on the original Megazord.
Remember when Dragonzord used to combine with the Triceratops and Sabertooth Tiger? Don't tell me that was not cool.
I mean...
Yeah, what was it called? The Green Megazord or something?
It was the Dragonzord. Dragon Megazord, I think it was.
The Dragon Megazord. Yeah, Dragon Megazord.
There was Dragonzord in battle mode. Then there was the Mega Dragonzord, which was the Megazord with the Dragon Zord's head on top of him.
Yes.
Yeah. It was that. And then, of course, there was Ultra Zord with Titanus.
Titanus.
But come on.
I mean, there's no... What about the white... What was it called? The Tiger Megazord?
It was the Mega Tiger Zord. Yeah. That was okay.
What I'm saying. It shoots Falcon. The red. It shoots the Firebird. Man, come on. You're gonna have to give me some competition, man. That them Thunderzords, even though it took a special individual to take them down, like Rito, it's only one man can make a difference.
Tony C, you're hurting my feelings, man.
You know what was a really cool Zord, even though it was one of the bad guys, it was Cyclopsis.
Absolutely.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was a great Zord.
Absolutely. And that right there, those two episodes right there are some of my favorite episodes too of the original series. Because yes. That was Goldar Zord. And actually, in Japan, that is actually the series finale. Because the way it plays out, the way it is in Japan, is the person manning that Zord is actually Rita's son. And they killed him. The Zord blew up.
Who she have a kid by?
Oh, I don't know. Artificial insemination, Tony C. I don't know. She went to a clinic.
Well, they didn't have a reproductive system, did it?
No,
he
didn't.
All braids.
All braids and all chrome.
Lord Zed had the chastity belt, man. He couldn't do anything.
Exactly. It was the series finale, and, you know, like I said, they killed him off, and, you know, she was crying up a storm and everything. You know who had a kid, though, in the Japanese show? It was Goldar and Scorpina.
No way.
They had a kid in the Japanese version of the show.
Get out of
no,
here.
No, they got
did.
It in.
They got it. That may have been the final scene, or one of the final scenes of the series, was they had they put Rita and everybody back in the dumpster, in the trash can, And I think I got this right. They put her back in the trash can. They send her off her way. And she's there, you know, mourning the death of her son. And then Scorpina and Goldar come running in with the little kid. And she's like, oh, what a beautiful baby. You know, of course, in Japanese. But yeah, they got it on. Listen, you knew they got it on even in the American series.
Of course
they did.
Because they always fought and ran away. And
together.
To fight another day.
Exactly. And then, of course, Goldar, you know, I don't know what happened. I guess he took a liking to Rito, and we never heard from Scorpina again.
They're the first male couple.
They're the first tag team in Saturday morning.
Billy and Chuck.
Exactly. The Billy and Chuck of the 90s.
That's right. Would you be my mom? Are you my mommy?
Man, that's too funny.
They asked Bulk of Skull, are you my mommy?
I remember that, actually.
God.
Oh, man.
Who wiped out their memory?
They lost their memory when the command center blew up.
That's when the show kind of went.
It started going south.
For me. Yeah, because Reno and Goldar were integral parts of what was going on, and that made them out of now they're a joke.
What are you gonna do?
Go ahead, Chop. You want to say something?
One of my other favorite episodes I can think of is when Jason becomes the Gold Ranger in Zeo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
the Ryan Steele voice.
What is going on? Why would he be the sixth ranger on that series?
Not only that, why are they using somebody voice VR Troopers?
Right, remember VR Troopers? Oh my god!
Yeah, they used the head character was Ryan Steele.
Now here's
nobody tell me that wasn't his voice.
So one of the listeners when we were promoting the show tonight, one of the listeners messaged me and says, hey, you know, I'm going to listen to the roundtable on download, but is there any interest that you guys at some point will do a Kama Ranger or a Kama Rider roundtable? And I said, I don't think so, because none of us watch it. For those of you that don't know, Kama Ranger in the States ultimately became Masked Rider. But the VR Troopers, another Japanese show of the same ilk, you know, the only difference with VR Troopers is they took two seasons of that show and made one show in America together.
Yes.
You know.
And the Masked Rider, he was with the Power Rangers, right?
Yes, for a round of episodes, yeah.
That's when they went to that Count Dude planet, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yep.
I forgot what his name, Count somebody.
There was another... I'm sorry?
Go ahead, John.
No, you go. You finish.
No, I was just saying the Count Dude episode came right before, I believe.
Right before they got the
Ninja
Zord.
Ninja.
Right before. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Because they were doing the season premiere of Power Rangers, but they were also doing the series premiere of Masked Rider at the same time. So that was the tie-in there. But go ahead. What were you going to say, Choppy?
Double Ed, do you remember when Beetleborgs came out? Was that around the same time or a couple years afterwards?
It was a couple years afterwards. Was probably, yeah. VR Troopers came out, I want to say, in 94 off the success of Power Rangers. Never took off like Power Rangers did, which, by the way, you can watch all of VR Troopers on Netflix. I've done that already. You know, now I can understand.
VR.
silly show, very silly show. But anyways, the chick, though, on that show... She was okay. Anyways,
used to come on at freaking 6 in the morning.
That was the problem with that damn show. Here it came
That's
on like 7 o'clock in the morning. That was like that other damn show with, what's that kid? He's part of the Lawrence brothers. Andrew Lawrence.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Samurai Squad or Cyber Squad?
Superhuman Samurai. Something like that. Stupid ass show. Anyways.
But when you put them on at 6:30 in the morning and Power Rangers comes on at like 7:30, that hour makes a difference.
Big difference. Of course. Big difference.
Anyway, especially when kids have to go to school.
Yeah. But VR Troopers came on around 94. I think Beetleborgs came out around 96. And actually, in Japan, that's just a continuation of that show. It's the same damn show.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It's the same damn show. But anyways, favorite Zords? So you said Thunder. Choppy, you got a favorite?
I'm going to go with Dragon Zord.
Dragons. I love Dragon Zord. Tony C., it's going to hurt you, but I'm a fan of the original Megazord, and always will be. Because I'm going to tell you why.
That's the weakest one.
No, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. He took the biggest ass whooping out of all the Zords in the history of that damn show. And
no, I disagree. You mean over time?
Over time. He took the biggest ass whooping. Okay. I mean, he was just... Listen, there were a couple of episodes with the Ninja and the Shogun Zords that were just... I'm a big mark for the Zord battles. Always have been. So the episodes that were very Zord-heavy are always going to be up there as some of my favorite. But that original Megazord took an ass-whooping... You know, he's like the... Let me try to tie this in with wrestling, you know. Who takes a great ass whooping in wrestling and still comes back? John Cena. And you know,
come on, man. He a boomerang.
Nah,
boomerang. That's who he is. Nah. Booming.
Nah, come on. And the music that went along with it. I mean, Tony C. Come on. Anytime you heard, we need Dragon Zord power now, and then the music hits. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, Tony C.
Tony C, remember when the Megazord took that ass whooping from the Green Ranger, Scorpina, and Goldar at the same time?
Part 4. I said that part 4.
Remember that shit?
I was loving it.
Oh.
He got his ass jumped, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
It was a handicap match.
It was a 3-on-1. And then Goldar and the Green Ranger.
There's a few handicap matches on the...
No.
No,
come on.
Y'all remember when they got rid of the Thunder Zords, it was like 5-on-2.
Yeah, because he brought in all those extra hands. But no, listen. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That was happening all the time.
But that end with the Green Ranger, you know, he took that, the Sword of Darkness, I think that's what it was called.
Yes.
And Goldar's sword, and they shot the Megazord, and the damn thing starts blowing up like a damn, somebody set off a match in a fireworks factory. And the thing is just blowing up left and right, and they're like, we gotta get out of here. They fall out of the damn Zords, and you see that thing crashing into the fire pits of hell, and just blowing up, and they're just screaming, our swords, no!
Never be heard from again.
Oh, God.
I did not shed a tear in that episode.
Oh, come on.
And I knew it was, I was glad to see the Megazord go. I was glad to see it. I ain't gonna even lie. I was glad, man. It just looked old. It was 1993-4-ish. It's time to, let's upgrade this thing, man. And then when it got jumped, I was very happy. You're damn right. Anytime it went down, yes, I was happy. You're damn right. I'm sorry. You guys can hate me if you want.
Oh, let's take a little, hold on.
That's why.
Hold on. Listen to this.
Okay, listen to the call for regular play.
We're in trouble. We don't have enough power left to finish this fight.
Listen.
Listen, the Megazord's taking an ass whooping here. Green Ranger's really doing them in.
If this thing were only at full power, we crush him. We gotta hang in. Give me all the power that's left.
It's going in slow motion. Look at this. The three of them are circling the Megazord now. Scorpina, Goldar, the Green Ranger.
I love it. The planet's working just like I knew it was going to.
Scorpina comes in with a tail, electrocutes the Megazord. And now here it is, the final shot right here. Oh, wait a minute. Final explosions. Here we go.
Hey, Double A, let me call back.
Go ahead. All right. Choppy's going to call back. But here they're falling, right? Let me see here. Oh, we lost...
What happened to Megazord?
All right, there we go. Yeah, you're there. All right. And now the Zords are gone. Now, Tony C, you got to call back because something happened here. Let me see. Let me bring in Tony C if I can. Skype. All right, Tony C, call back in.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was always a big fan of the original Zords, which was the Dragon Zord and the Megazord, and Titanus as well.
Of course.
But it was... I don't get me wrong, I love the Thunder Zords, but I was always a fan of the originals. They were the ones that made me a fan, actually.
Yeah, hold on. Let me hang up on you now, because I think now I know what the Skype issue is. Hold on. I'm going to call you right back.
Not a problem.
All right. You got to love Skype, man. You got to love Skype. Let's try this. Mr. C.
Okay, there we go.
All right, let's see if we can add Chopping out of this mix, because I think I know what's going on here. There we go.
There we go.
There's Choppy. Okay, so the Zords were destroyed. And, of course, one more. Let me just hear it real quick. All right, Zords, hold on. Okay. Anyways.
I will
tell you this. They had the best screams, though, on that show.
Yeah.
They screamed like nobody else, man.
Power Rangers!
I don't know. That's not enough. Hold on. Let me get a good scream here.
We need dinosaur power now!
Okay.
Yeah. See, look. That was just lazy. Then the Zords would just come. See, when the Thunder Zords came, we had, from the Thunder Zords movie... actually call them and summon them. Like, Master of the Lion, Thunder Zord power.
That's what he likes.
That's right.
Pterodactyl Firebird Thunder Zord power!
Okay, Tony C, I get it. But still, there's something...
Anybody notice Tommy and Kimberly had the bird zords? The lovers had the same type of zord at the end. And they got ninja zords. They both had birds.
They both had birds, so they can go Kurt Tang in a tree somewhere. But
Krang and that Falcon Zord been hanging out together. Why the hell did Master Vile need the Falcon Zord anyway? He really wanted that Falcon Zord
because the Falcon Zord also would get him access to the Zeo Crystal. That was the purpose behind it. But anyways, so we said our favorite Zords. Megazord, I think, is going to go down for me. Tony said, I know you don't agree with it. Choppy loves the Dragon Zord. Dragon Zord is epic. I mean, come on. The rest of the Zords, here's the reason why I think I like the original Zords as well. Better, I should say, than the other ones. Okay, so we had the Mastodon, we had the Triceratops, Sabertooth Tiger, Pterodactyl, Tyrannosaurus. I was a big fan of dinosaurs growing up. I love dinosaurs.
Carla watched the show Dinosaurs.
I used to watch the show Dinosaurs. I also, I'll admit it, I used to like the Land Before Time movies. But I love dinosaurs. When they went to Thunder Zords, listen. Okay, of all those animals, lion, unicorn, who the hell has ever heard of a Griffith Thunder Zord? What the hell is a Griffith?
Griffin is like Peter Griffin, without the Peter.
What is this? Just another version of a horse. So is the unicorn.
I know.
They got lazy with those Thunder Zords because, I mean, come on. Even the griffin and the unicorn were on, like,
unicorn
wheels.
Exactly.
They were on wheels.
Don't y'all talk bad about the creative juices. Don't get mad because they weren't flowing in the production meeting.
And listen to this. You had more battles on a solo level with the Dinozords than you did the Thunderzords.
That's true.
You mean
You never saw the Griffith Thunderzord roll lumbering along there in a battle doing some solo moves.
That's true.
No, the only one you could, the only one that had that capability in the Thunderzord, okay, was the Red Dragon.
Red Dragon was, yeah, that was a really cool Zord. I like Red Dragon.
That's fine.
And the fact that he would get on the Tiger Zord and ride it out of town, come on, man.
Yeah, well, we know what's going on there, you know. Mm. But very, very broke back mountain.
Innuendo.
Very, listen, like I said at the top of the show, the Japanese show is very sexual, okay? Listen, about 3 months ago, I said it on the air when we were planning this damn roundtable. I said, we're going to talk about it at some point. I had just gotten through watching Cocker Rangers, and I had told Tony C on the air that one of the episodes, one of the monsters, her weapon of choice was to mesmerize people by shaking her breasts. And ultimately, what they did was they destroyed her breast. Oh, and she was a streetwalker on top of that.
Oh, she's a whore.
She was a whore. So, you know. Oh, and there was something. I don't remember what context it was in. They had a naked statue or something that they utilized in one of the episodes. It was a statue of like a naked woman or something. So they're very sexual in Japan. It doesn't surprise me that a dragon is riding a tiger. There, I said it. Anyways,
he wasn't a dragon. He's riding the
that's
tiger.
Right. He was a
he
grown
like a person. He was like, giddy up, let's go.
He was a grown man, and then when the Tiger Zord went to a Mega Tiger Zord, every so often they would shake hands and just look at each other as the sun was setting in the background.
I remember that.
So
you say the Tiger Zord would look at her like, hey.
Yes, they asking him out for a date. You know, they go to a local restaurant. You know, they sit down at the table. Mega Tiger Zord puts the Falcon or the Crane Zord down, or the Firebird Zord down, or whatever. You know, so it doesn't get in the way, and they just look at each other. Oh man. Anyways, so the series progressed, and you know, we went through Ninja. Ninja was a great period of time. Because that's when Rito came in, Master Vile. Some of the funniest shit happened during that time. We've played it.
Oh,
we've played it already a million times on this show. You know, Rito coming in, and you know him calling Zed Ed, and Zed would always get pissed off at him. Of course, he brought the Tanga Warriors, which was the only thing that came from the movie.
Correct.
That was the only thing. Everything else from the movie, you know, let's talk about that first movie.
The Zords.
Yeah, but even the Zords, they didn't look like them. And they used the Ninja Zords with a sword. That never happened, you know.
Yeah, he would always kick or do them damn punch, that damn punch.
Here's what I want to know. They made this movie, right? That was a great, great sound effect of the damn ape.
Oh, what, that ape?
That ape. Anyways.
Oh, man. Now, back then, I couldn't get offended by the fact that it was an ape playing that. They did use the ape as a, you know, wrestler for a Zord. But now, once I got a little older, I'm like, hey, damn ape, man. Damn, so disrespectful.
But this movie, though, I have, you know, of course I went to the movies. I saw the movie twice, I think, in the theater. And, of course, it was great and this and that at the time. Time progresses. I've had a chance to analyze the movie as an adult. Boy, could that movie have not been any further from the show than it was. The only thing that was similar from the show were the six characters and the voices of Rita, Zed, and Alpha, and Goldar. And that's it. Who the hell is... It was the pig, Morden. You know?
Morden.
That's his name, Morden. Where the hell did that pig come from?
I don't know, dude.
What was that, supposed to replace Babu and Squat? Come on.
Maybe it was Pudgy Pig. Maybe that's the Pudgy Pig's twin brother, man.
I don't know, man. It's just... And on top of that, like, the characters... Like, okay, in the Turbo Ranger movie, which was a feature... Which was a full-length feature film... Stayed true to the show. I don't understand how come this first movie couldn't do that.
I don't get it.
I don't get it at all, because everybody looked different. Rita, Zed, even Goldar, Zordon, the Command Center, Alpha 5.
their outfits.
Their outfits. Everything could not have been... You know, I saw one scene today... where Rock, you know, they're going through that parking garage, you know, when they first are fighting in the movie, and Rocky puts on the visor, or the visor, or whatever, the sun visor, that has the, that gives him the radar vision, or whatever. Like, where the hell did that come from?
Oh, you talking about when they was looking for the tango?
Yeah.
In that parking garage?
Yeah, where the hell did that come from? If they never used it in the original show, why the hell are they going to start using it now?
And Rocky, the Tyrannosaur's eyes on his head were lights.
Exactly.
They turned into lights.
Exactly. I don't know, Choppy. This movie was not exactly a Godfather classic.
It was far-fetched. It was far, very far-fetched from the movie. I mean, from the TV show.
I have actually read that about that movie. It's not the same canon as the actual TV show. But I gotta say though, the worst thing about that movie was the CGI and the Zords.
Of course.
Oh my god, was that horrible?
Horrible, because number one, you couldn't make out the animals.
No.
Yep.
The ectomorphicons, the damn things that they were fighting, were more recognizable as like actual monsters than the Zords were.
Yeah.
You know?
And the fact that they came up with a character called Ivan Freaking Ooze, which had nothing to do with the TV show. It basically, like you were saying, like, there was no continuity from the show.
None. And here's the thing that I think should also be addressed, that they defeated this guy with a groin shot.
Yep.
That was their secret finisher.
The secret finisher was a low blow.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know, man. And then there's a lot of things that don't make sense. So you remember the monorail track was destroyed?
Yes, you know.
And the kids are on the monorail, and the monorail just keeps going and going and going. And from far away, they're like, oh, no, the track is out. Why didn't it occur to somebody to stop the damn monorail?
It was going too fast. It took them too long to stop.
You know, but no, then Tommy came and saved the day because they drove right on top of the Falcon Sword. Because a monorail can do that, you know.
Yeah.
Just
made out of the same material.
Just didn't, and then of course the, you know, Ivan Ooze says, it's that little pink, it's that cute pink ranger. And then Goldar with the, you think she's cute too, huh? You know, like.
Very molester-esque.
Very molester-esque, and, you know, what was going to be next? He's going to attack Kimberly and, you know, stick his tongue out and lick her face?
Pretty much.
The movie was very far-fetched. You know, it is what it is, but they came when the movie was done and over with. That's when the ninjas season started. yes. after that. That's, and that's
and
when
they gave us Rito.
And it gave us Rito.
What was the name of that guy that helped them get the ninja powers in the actual show? I always forget his name.
Ninjor. Also,
now he was the one in AA. You want to talk about it? Me and you talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
You want to talk about somebody being too sweet?
Yeah,
Ninjor
was very. As Tony C said, Ninja
flamboyant.
Was very flamboyant.
He had a lot of sugar in his step, that's for damn sure.
Oh, my God. You know.
Hey, guys, I'm going to have to cut out right now because I have to get up early tomorrow morning for work.
I know, man. That's the problem with Choppy having a life like everybody else.
I apologize, my friends.
He's got to work. What show is it that you're doing now?
I'm on Mr. Robot, season 3 for USA.
Mr. Robot's calling him at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, so so he has to go in and work on that. So if you want to see what Choppy's up to, watch Mr. Robot when the season comes up next, probably in September or whenever the season debuts.
Most likely September.
Yeah. All right, Choppy.
If you can you get me a cameo on Empire? You know anybody?
Maybe I can get you a cameo on Power with 50 Cent.
That's what I'm talking about. That's even better. that's on stars. So that means I might get a line where I can cuss.
There you go.
It won't be a problem, man. Yeah, man.
All right, Choppy. You're the man. Thanks for calling in and be a part of this, man.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Have a good one.
Later, man.
All right, well, that's Choppy. He's tagging out because he's got to get up early, go to work. But the lines are open. We finally did fix Skype. It's 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. We didn't get a chance to talk Super Sentai with Choppy, but if you want to ham it up with Choppy, you can look him up on Facebook and ask him all about Sentai because he does know his stuff. I have talked Sentai with Choppy, and Sentai's some good stuff. I'll talk a little bit about Sentai because, you know, you have to...
Ain't my cup of tea. So
no.
Go right ahead.
It's not your cup of tea because, number one, you don't like the music.
No.
I know the music for you ain't anything special. You know, let me see if I got some Zio or Geo Rangers ending theme. See, Tony C doesn't like this song. Yeah, that's from Power Rangers in Japan.
Oh, hell no.
Hold on, let me can we play a little bit more?
Play that again.
Play it again, hold on. I mean, let me see if I can get the whole song playing here. I guess not. Here we go. Let's try this one more time. Come on, Tony. See, you can't get down to this?
I can't be busy with this shit.
Their opening theme song is it goes like this. Hold on. You can't get into that, Tony. Say.
No, I can't get jiggy with that shit.
Well, with that, we say hello to Mr. Hightower.
Don't want to let be on the show, huh?
Listen, Skype.
I know, I'm just
saying. I just wanted to say I marked out when I signed the damn Power Rangers. I think it's in space when they had that evil council.
You're breaking up really bad, Tony. Try calling back in on the Skype line.
All right.
Yeah, try calling back in. Anyways, so Mr. Hightower, I know that you were an aficionado of the show in the later years. We were not. But,
I actually started watching Power Rangers because y'all about 33, 34, and I'm 29. So I start watching when Lord Zedd came. So I think I watched the first one. I watched was the end of, I think, when did he come? The second season?
He came at the beginning of the second season, yeah.
He had been in the second season, so yeah, that's when I really started to pay attention to Power Rangers. So I really didn't care about the Zords. I cared more about the villains. Or the villain guy.
Oh, the villains, I know, were an integral part in our portion of the show growing up. You know, but I don't know. The show, though, you lasted a lot longer than we did. The show really dropped off when Zeo came on.
The show dropped off after Galaxy to me.
Look at that.
When they started turning Dino and all that other shit, I stopped watching.
And Galaxy is like, we're talking, there was Zeo, Turbo, Space, Lost Space, or Deep Space Nine,
Lost Space.
Whatever shit. And then Galaxy came not too long after that.
Okay, yeah.
So he's talking.
That's when I stopped watching.
So he lasted like four seasons longer than we did. Yeah, we can't do that, man. I mean, that's just no.
But
no.
I did kind of get back in it for a while too with my brother, like coming in and out. And you know that that Rita became good too at one point. As the Mystic Mother.
Well, yeah. That we knew. Yeah. That was in Power Rangers Space. I know. Here's the thing. Yeah. I know the ending of Power Rangers in Space is when all the monsters are destroyed, Zordon is killed, and all that stuff, and whatever. But I'm sorry.
No, but she becomes good. Like, she becomes the actual Mystic Mother from Mystic Force.
You talking about the one, the Red Ranger sister?
No, Rita.
No, Rita. Rita became good again. Like she was on the Power Rangers. She was on Power Rangers Mystic Force in 2006.
You see, well, there's a lot we don't know.
Yeah. Oh damn!
She
divorced Lord
Zedd. She came back. No, Lord Zedd wasn't there. She just came back. And
I don't know, man.
Oh, that ain't even cool.
Yeah, but that was Mystic Force. That was like 2006 when, you know, my brother was watching it. He got me kind of back into it in 2006. Then I dropped off again after Rita and Lord Zedd had a son called Thrax too. So there's a lot of shit that's it's boring now. I don't watch it no more, but I've been watching it for a long time.
Yeah, because the show is still on now. The show's on Nickelodeon. Yeah. I actually tried to watch it this past Saturday. And
did you get into it?
I watched like for 10 minutes. I watched the final 10 minutes of the show, which always the final 10 minutes of the show is naturally the Zord battle. I'm a person that I like tangible things.
The little things matter to you.
Right, but also, like, listen, I completely, completely am aware that we are in a era now where computer-generated graphics and everything is everything, whether it's in movies, TV, whatever. But I'm a fan of just the old school days when you had somebody in a costume kicking ass and not just some computer doing all the work. You know, that's what I miss. I miss the actual, you know, somebody's in a costume and they're beating the hell out of each other. Now it's a computer that they draw the image, and the computer, for the most part, I mean, I'm not saying they don't have somebody that's in a costume. But for the most part, the battles are all computer generated. They're not real anymore. And I can't get into a show like that. That's why I go back, and you know, I went back in the last year or so and I started watching Sentai. I won't go any further than probably Zeo, because that's when the computer stuff started. So
I mean, you should watch Space though. I mean, have you ever gave Space a try?
I've seen a few episodes. I've seen a few episodes. I can't get into it.
Okay.
You know, Turbo really killed it for me. I mean, like, really killed it for me. And
I think he killed it for everybody. When you put a little kid in the movie, and
just, I don't even think it was a little kid. It's just the whole premise of the show. And then
give a thought.
I'm not trying to say anything, but then they brought in the they changed three of the Rangers in Turbo, much like they did in the original series.
You didn't like Tanya?
Tanya was already on Turbo. They came in and this black guy came in and was the new Red Ranger replacing Tommy. Who the hell is he to replace Tommy, you know?
Y'all know Tommy came back too again?
Yeah, he came back
in the later years.
He came back on Wild Force. And then he came back in Dino Thunder. He's come back like two or three times.
No, I just was going to say that episode that I found on that Power Rangers Space with all the villains there, man. Mm-hmm. It just did my heart well. And said Rita Zed, Diva Tox, Master Vile, Rito, all of them. And I had never saw it before.
No. And
when I found it, I was like, oh, man.
You were
man.
Tickled.
What? May I had to go back and watch that whole episode.
Now,
what led to it?
Now here's the thing. There is a there's a lot of things you need to watch, Tony C. Obviously, have you ever seen the original pilot?
No.
Okay. So the original pilot did not have Trini. The original.
Oh, you being the original, like
the original pilot.
One that's on Netflix. I think you made mention of that when we were doing the.
But you haven't seen the actual pilot.
Mm-mm.
Okay. The actual pilot, which is available on YouTube, it's only like 20 minutes long. It's not too long, because the pilot was shot and it was never meant to make air. So they shot the pilot, and Trini was played by some mulatto-looking chick, and who knew how to kick ass. By the way, she was a karate expert, and then of course she said, "Oh, I can't do this," and blah 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 blah, and that's how they ultimately landed with Trini. But yeah, it's completely different from the original. The original first episode, because in the first episode they're going bowling, or the pilot I should say, they go bowling. Zordon is Zoltar. Alpha looks entirely different. The command center looks different. I think even Alpha sounds different in the pilot. It's very different from what the show ultimately became. Let me see if I play some episodes here of the, or play some sound from the original pilot. Let me see here. Here we go.
We interrupt this program with a special report. We take you live to the moon, where astronauts are about to uncover what may be the first alien object ever found.
Hey, you smell something funny?
Nah, maybe it's your spacesuit.
I think it's coming from there.
Yeah, now I smell it. Check it out. It's like a big trash dumpster. Wow, it stinks. Let's open her up.
I don't know. Here we go. This is when they get teleported.
Great, just what we needed, an earthquake.
No, that was no earthquake.
Oh my, what is all the shaking? It's the big one. I know it. We'll take apart.
Hold on, Alpha. It's Rita. She's escaped, and she's attacking the planet.
How can you be sure, Zoltar?
My sensor array picked up her evil vibration.
We'll be destroyed. I know it.
You initiate Plan B immediately.
What is Plan B?
Just push the button, Alpha.
What will that do?
Teleport to us the most dangerous group of ruthless,
yes,
underhanded,
yes, yes,
overbearing,
yes,
self-absorbed,
yes,
and over-emotional humans in the area.
No, not teenagers.
Correct.
I was afraid of that.
Everybody chill out.
And of course, Alpha looks entirely different. So go and check it out, Tony, see if you haven't yet.
The whole time.
My question is, who was, because I've been watching the Power Rangers, the first one, but in Japanese, the one in the Japanese. Now,
Sentai.
That it was so weird to me, because I was fascinated.
Right.
I was fascinated that they came out with it first.
Right.
I remember you talking about that. So is the Great Satan supposed to be our Lord Zed?
No,
they're
no.
Lord Zed.
Great Satan in Geo Rangers, okay, which is the equivalent to Mighty Morphin, was like not Lord Zed, but was like the great muckety muck, like the head honcho of evil shit there, and he was there only for a couple of times, and they ultimately, I believe, destroyed him.
Okay.
That was, oh God, what was his name now in the American version? You'll remember Tony. No. Tony C, you remember the floating head, the evil head in the original Power Rangers that Rita would bring in?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh God, what was his name?
He
had the crazy hair. What was his name? Rita. Let me do a quick Google here. Or you know what? Hold on. I'll do it this way. I had no idea. The Power Rangers also were a play. Alright, here we go. Alright, here we go. I'm gonna find out what the name of that. Oh my God, because he also had an ominous name. Let me see here. Let's see, Mighty Morphin. All right. I want a list of episodes. God damn it. Season 1. All right. Dark Warrior. Blah blah blah. Green with Evil. Last of Gokan. Wheel of Misfortune. All right. Lokar. He was Great Satan in the Geo Rangers. But here comes the silver one. Let's see what he has to say.
Molding over here.
All right, so here's the thing. So back with this, and we say hello to Surfer, who's not going to understand any of this shit. So, Geo Rangers been on the air 47 years, okay? 47 individual seasons. They've got somewhere in the neighborhood of like 3,000 episodes that they've produced. That means 3,000 monsters, 3,000 Zord battles. I don't know how many Rangers that would equate to. We're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of like 200 or 300 Rangers. Geo Rangers, or just Super Sentai. I want to go back and watch all the stuff from the 70s and the 80s to see how they were. Because I'm going to tell you, what I've seen so far, I've seen 4 seasons of this show in Japan, and it is so different and so much better.
It is.
Than the American counterpart. That's why I need to get Tony C on this, because
I can tell you why. Over in Japan, they make these shows for all ages. Where here, they just thought it'd just be for kids and thought of it that way.
Well, there you go. Well, Tony C, you got
it. Because had a son, and the son was the all-powerful, right?
Yeah, his son. She had a son. That's what we were saying earlier. Rita had a son in the Japanese version, and he was ultimately killed in the show. And so was the Green Ranger.
The Rangers died too?
No, the
Green Ranger died originally. He wasn't turned into the White Ranger.
Right. The Green Ranger died in Japan.
What?
The Green Ranger died in Japan. And actually, Tony C, you know what they did in Turbo with that little kid? You know that was actually the premise. You know where they got that from?
Japan.
They got it from Japan because you know what the White Ranger was? The White Ranger was a little kid. That's where it came from.
Didn't they land on Earth? Like Rita and them landed on Earth, like an actual city.
Rita brought her castle to Earth and all that stuff. There's a lot. I mean, when I say that there's a lot to watch, I've watched 200 episodes already. And that's just a fraction of a fraction of the show. The storylines, you can't follow them because unless you get a show either that is dubbed in English or with subtitles, you're not going to follow. And believe it or not, it is actually difficult to get the shows dubbed or even subtitled. So a lot of what's available is just the straight original Japanese version that aired. So the language obviously is an issue, but you don't need to understand what's going on. You don't. You just have to watch. And let me tell you, Tony C, if you start watching the Japanese version of the show, you're going to start seeing a lot of stuff like, why would they keep that out of the American version? You know?
Senses.
No, there's some stuff in there that there's no excuse.
Now they can do it.
There's no, but there were some things in there that there was no excuse for leaving out.
No, it's some stuff in there that they don't think is appropriate for children.
As I was saying, there are things in there that you will go back and say, why would they have left that out? No. It makes no sense. For example, I'm going to give you an example. I'll give you just a brief example. It's not that it's an exact example, but let's say that there's a Zord battle going on, right? And there's interaction between Rita and Goldar where they're talking, where they're relaying a message between each other. They would only show, let's say, of a 15-second spot, they only showed 5 seconds in the state. The other 10 seconds of that probably was something very pivotal, something very important that ultimately played into the overall ending of the show. And you ask yourself, why would they leave that out? Like, how come they didn't? And it could be something very minor. Could be something as a transfer of power or just like, okay, no problem type thing.
I think the other reason is when they, you know, you got to remember the scenes they would put in for the American version would take up time too, you know.
Well.
Like, you know, you're dealing with Bulk and Skull and their zaniness.
Well, that's why there's the show that airs in Japan is also 30 minutes long. Here in the States, 30 minutes long. They have equally as amount as goofiness on their show as they do ours. The only thing that they had to transfer over were the battles. That's the only thing. And sometimes you question, why didn't they transfer that over? Because it's not a matter of violence. It's not a matter of getting it past the censors. It was just like, well, why would you leave that specific thing out? Maybe this I understand, but this makes no sense. Why would you leave that out? So let me ask you then, Surfer, as we move on with this, how many seasons of Power Rangers did you watch?
Zero. Not that I've seen episodes from different seasons, but I've never sat there and watched a whole season.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Well, you know, it was one of those things where I wasn't home. I had, you know, I was working in the afternoons.
You found a way to watch Pokemon, though.
Yeah, that's Saturday morning.
So was Power Rangers.
Pokemon is fucking boring.
No, I remember it was coming on during
Power Rangers on.
It was coming on
Power Rangers
the early episodes. I remember coming on in the afternoon.
And Power Rangers was on Saturday mornings. Ultimately,
It wasn't on Kids WB though.
It was yes, it was actually. Kids, because you know what took over Kids WB?
Not in my city.
You know what took over Kids WB ultimately was they took over Fox Kids.
Right. Fox and WB here were on two separate networks. And I knew Power Rangers was on Fox, but I watched WB, so.
Okay. Anyways. He found a way to watch Pokemon, okay?
Yeah.
He found a way to watch Pokemon.
Which is not on the air right now.
How unfortunate. It's
still on the air.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, it's on the air. They moved it to Disney XD, I think.
Yes.
But they're showing reruns. They haven't started showing anything new yet.
And I'm sure you haven't been able to function since that.
All right, let me head out. I just want this for my two cents.
Well, all right, Mr. Hightower.
My Saturday mornings are occupied these days, so I'm not worried about what
kind. Doesn't matter. You DVR'd Pokemon. We know that. Anyways, don't try to skirt around this, Surfer. Okay. Anyways, so now we're gonna round it up here with our discussion here on Power Rangers, as we're gonna talk about some of the music because the music was important. And you know, it's a shame that Choppy's not here. And Choppy, you could have, if you were able to stay on, I would have liked your opinion on this part, because this part, I think, is just so important. Tony C, the music on that show, at least in the early years, special. Epic. Special, special.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, one of the first songs, I mean, we heard a lot of songs. You know, we heard of course, there was the Power Rangers song, you know, that... we also heard the Zord song. When they would call for the Zords. There's also the part that everybody knows when they're transforming. They've heard this part a million times. Hold on. We need Megazord power now! Everybody's heard that a million times. But one of the first real songs that the show ever did was this.
Go, Green Ranger, go.
Oh.
Destroy the Power Rangers and destroy the Earth. Don't let Lord Zedd put a spell on your mind. Go, Green Ranger, go.
Wait a minute, we gotta let this play out.
Hold on.
It's gonna get good here. Tony C. That's just great.
All right, so now who created the Green Ranger? Was it Zordon or was it Reader?
It was Zordon.
Did you do it with the Sword of Darkness, right?
Yeah.
So, like, he was working for Reader at one time, right? He was, like, brainwashed or something?
No, Reader had the power of the Green Ranger.
Yeah,
she got control.
Transferred it to Tommy.
Right, she got the control of the green power and transferred it to Tommy.
And then, what made Tommy change? to the good guys.
When they beat the hell out of them and they destroyed the Sword of Darkness. Because the Sword of Darkness held the power. Oh, man. But in addition to the Green Ranger song, Tony C., song that we
White Ranger song is better.
The White Ranger song is better.
Yep. Let me see. White Ranger right now.
I can cue that up. Give me a second here. Just give me a second. I'm not a big fan of that, but whatever. Let's see here. Here we go, Tony C.
No one song is, of course, the Zord Power Rangers song from season, 2, 3 on through. That's number one. White Ranger, number two.
Oh, no, not that one, not that one. Hold on.
Oh, man, he's trying to get me crunk.
Now, they cut that part out right there. And they're like, all right, let's kick his ass, guys.
That's when the eyes light up.
Exactly. And of course, if it was a particular long battle, Tony C, that's when they got the middle part of the song.
That Ninja Quest episode, part 4, they played that whole song.
Yeah.
That's the only one. That's one of the only episodes I know they played the whole song. Ninja Quest, part 4. When they read your ass.
Of course, one of my personal favorites. Oh, I love this song.
Take him down,
Tony C.
Don't forget about my other two hits, the Tango song and Lord Zed song.
Well, we can do that.
Oh, man.
Do 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 do.
They got a better face. They got a funny beat. IQ.
Ugly, ugly birdies in the sky. Rangers gonna get you. Watch the tango, watch the tango, watch the tango, tango, bye-bye. Oh, Tony C, come on. I know you're dancing to this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Birdies in the sky. Rangers gonna get you. Watch the
table. Wait a minute, Tony C. Here it comes.
Close the show. We're going to take them down.
Maybe. That's what you should come out to one day, Tony C. If you ever become a wrestler.
Oh.
You're just...
Yes.
It has all the little interludes and everything.
That's right. I still feel some type of way they had that sale sign on the yard or the moon.
Oh, that was terrible, wasn't it?
I gotta give props to Machine King. You know, he's a good villain though.
Yeah, I guess.
Served his purpose.
Yeah, he's
him and
he ran off Lord Zedd and Rita though.
When they had that reunion thing, they were all selling out against each other.
Jesus.
They said still trying to kill the Power Rangers, huh? Oh man, I'm gonna go watch that. Once the show go off the air, I gotta go.
Of course, there's other songs. There's this one. Oh. Dun, dun, dun. This is We Need a Hero. And then there was, let's see, I Will Win. Which this one? This one I don't remember too well. And then there's 5-4-1.
Oh, the 5-4-1.
There you go. This one's called Combat. Oh, this one I remember very well. Combat.
I thought they were saying cook out.
Jesus.
I didn't know what the hell they were saying.
But like I said, Fight is my favorite. And then the alternate version of Fight with the heavy guitar. Oh, that's... How could you not get into that, Tony C? Oh, I know Surfer can't get into that. Anyways... Oh man! So I mean, this show obviously has got its mark in history. Forever will have its mark in history. Now the movie that just came out in 2017, I was not a fan of it. I got to admit.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ask your question. Ask your query.
Does this movie seem like it's made by fans like you guys that grew up watching Power Rangers? And then thought they could do, do it themselves, or
it's
some
like
people that are just out of touch with the whole property.
Somebody's out of touch with the whole property.
Yep. Because there's no way that somebody who's in touch with it would have made Goldar like how they did. No way. No way.
And here's the thing. If you haven't seen the movie, spoiler alert, but I don't like the whole idea that Zordon was the Red Ranger.
I thought that came from the show.
No.
No.
Why couldn't Zordon have been a ranger one time?
No, he was just a fighter. He was not a ranger, though.
But I'm saying, why couldn't he have been a ranger one time?
You know?
I mean, if the show 20 years from now, and you got the guy that played Tommy, and now he's the Zordon type character, would you ever ride with that?
He's returned like 3 times.
I'm just saying, if he returned 20 years from now.
He returned like 5 years ago to the show. I understand what you're saying. And
he's
did,
a ranger though, right?
And he also played, I'm going to take something and adapt it into a movie. I wanted to have somewhat of the premise of the show. Listen, we're in this era where they're making superhero movies and all this stuff and whatever. All right. I'm sure that you appreciate the Batman movies of the Michael Keaton era and maybe even the Val Kilmer era as opposed to the era that's going on right now. More so. Because it held a little bit more closer to the actual story and the premise and the actual Batman itself that it was in the comic book.
No, actually, they haven't done a Batman movie yet that's like the comic.
Okay, Surfer. Then, okay, the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
You could appreciate the TV show, right?
Yeah, I watched it as a kid. It's funny. It's campy.
Okay, but it's close to the comic book, right?
No.
All right.
Oh, the TV show is the least thing to the comic book.
Okay. My point is, keep it to the TV show. Keep it as close to the premise as possible. And they didn't do a good job here, in my opinion. I didn't like it. Now, I don't know what'll happen in 2 years when the next movie comes out. But we'll see. We'll see. Supposedly they're going to bring in the Green Ranger and they're going to bring in Lord Zedd and everything. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know, Tony C. You looking forward to another movie? Tony?
Yeah. My bad. I hit mute by mistake. Yeah. Just to see how they bring in the Green Ranger and what they do with Zedd and... You know, I give it the benefit of the doubt. One more time. Okay, Goldar is...
A wash.
Okay, he's dead. So now you're going to have to bring in Zedd. Hopefully they do it. They bring him in from the beginning. And you got to kind of TV show it up. You can't... Like, you gotta allow Zedd to come in, make the monster grow. That's the premise of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And within the story, like, okay, it's the average movie is what, about an hour and a half, hour, yeah. 45 minutes, 2 hours?
Yeah.
So you spend that first hour, you know, getting everybody, you know, comfortable with the Green Ranger,
mm-hmm.
Zedd. And then that last, 45 minutes, 30 minutes, you allow him to make the monster. Now, they can't defeat Lord Zedd in one damn movie. He got to be the villain for at least like couple movies.
No, because your third one, you bring back Ivanhoe's.
Get the hell out of here, man.
Yuck, yuck.
Get the hell out of here.
You're not funny, Surfer.
And I just got one question for you, sir. I know that this is, you know, me and Double H, so I can kind of freelance about Gotham. What the hell are they going to do the Batman thing on there or not? Or they're just going to downplay it?
I didn't see this week's episode yet. It seemed like they is Bruce Wayne is in a position where somebody's going to try to bring, set up or down the path and be trained to be Batman, which if they were going to have Bruce Wayne on there, he should have been doing that the whole time. But instead, he's been whining, and there's nothing, like I've always said, there's nothing about this kid that tells me he's going to grow up to one day beat people's ass in the middle of the night as Batman.
So was it a rights thing that then allowed them to kind of start where they at now from the beginning?
No, it just, you know, they just wanted to, they just wanted to do something based on the Batman mythos without doing Batman. See, Warner Brothers is not going to allow Batman to be used on TV so long as he's being used in movies.
Oh, that's okay. See, that was my, that's basically what I was getting at. Okay. So no matter what they do with this kid, because he's a teenager now, so the next step is him becoming an adult, probably, what, next season or whatever.
Well, yeah. That's some rapid growth there, if you ask me. But he did shoot up kind of tall from last season.
Yeah. But what you're saying is, no matter how old he get, no matter, as long as he being used in movies, okay, that makes sense.
Well, listen, but Bruce Wayne, he goes off for about at least 10 years to train. So the earliest,
like he did in Batman Begins, which you're talking about, right?
Well, yeah, that was Batman, that was close, but the earliest he would come back and put on a suit is about him at 25. And that's kind of young, because usually he's around 28 when he comes back to Gotham.
Well, I'm watching it because I didn't read the comics, so.
Well, that doesn't match up. That doesn't match up with the comics at all. It's just, if you want to watch it for what it is, you know.
Yeah, more so for the character knowledge, more so than anything. Different characters, that's it. But I'll try to call your show Sunday once you watch it.
I don't know. Double A, you think I should do a show this Sunday?
Oh, yeah, it is Mother's Day. That's right. Yeah.
If you want to do a show, I mean,
I know a lot of people are going to be spending time with their moms and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, do a show. I mean, it'll air and replay. You know?
Yeah.
Tony C, I have to play
this.
Sorry
to get off track.
No, that's all right, but I have to play this. This is another one of my favorite moments from the original series.
Oh, my aching back! You know, I really ought to put some safety seats in this baby. Home sweet home, yippee! And now, to the castle before that old grump wakes up! Then, darling, have I got plans for you! Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Is anybody home?
Oh, for the good old days. I used to be somebody around here. My uncle extraordinaire. Now I'm just old and in the way. Rita and I were quite a team. I almost miss her cranky little face. Oh, I wish she were here.
Oh. Then wish no more, my little dog-faced monster!
Who said that?
I, Rita Repulsa, have returned!
Rita? But how?
Don't just stand there flapping your gums, spinster! Hurry up, come on! Make me grow full size again, will ya?
That's what's different about you. Yes, right away, my queen. I'll use my Spectron reintegrator. Here goes nothing.
Nothing's happening! Do something else!
Oh, then I'll try setting it for blend. Or maybe it's puree, or maybe it's awesome at once.
I don't care what you do! Just hurry up and make me grow!
I've never turned it to 11 before. Here goes!
It worked! You did it, my little dingbat! I'm back!
Of course, Zed is sleeping here. He's in a he's in a hyperbaric sleep.
Now, we must talk about my
to rule again.
Yes, of course, my queen. As you can see, I've been busy making monsters. I have dozens of them ready to go.
No, no, no.
But I
need a potion, Finster. Have you no brains?
Yes, I
That's right. It's a fun to insult you, I forgot. Now!
What sort of potion?
I want a love one.
A love potion? Yes,
then you'll fall in love and marry me. Then both he and the universe will be ruled by...
Earth will be yours, my queen.
After I destroy the Rangers?
Yes, as soon as they return from out of town.
What? I can't wait for that. They're going to be my wedding gift to Lord Zed.
I've got it. We can use Alpha 5 to lure them back.
Yes, tell the whole world the good news.
Now, I have a question.
That's the wedding part one,
that's
right?
That's the first part of the wedding, yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If the person from the Power Rangers who played Rita wasn't Asian, do you think they would use that voice?
What? What the hell kind of question is that?
Like, I always wonder why her voice is like that.
Because that's a character voice.
I get that, but I wonder if she wasn't, if she didn't look Asian, maybe they wouldn't have used that voice.
They used that voice because she was a witch.
Exactly.
Not because she was Asian.
Okay.
And Zed had this voice like a brother.
Exactly.
Yeah. Old Chrome Dome.
And how did Zed show up? He just popped in one day, and that was it?
He just showed up, and that was it.
And said,
she was working for him.
Mm-hmm.
For everything.
So, she was in the trash can along with the flunkies. Where was he at that whole time?
He was off ruling another galaxy.
Yep.
Just left her in the trash can.
No, she got captured, and she eventually landed, and then they opened the trash can.
Yep, some astronauts.
Right, same. Why did he never free her from the trash can himself?
He was off doing business somewhere else.
Exactly.
Too preoccupied.
He had time to deal with her.
Besides, she was just meandering in space.
Floating, just floating.
Yeah.
Then she hit the moon or whatever. And that's when the astronauts found her. See, Zed can pop in anytime. And he's like pretty much like a Thanos type.
Don't compare Zed to Thanos. Come on now. That's disrespectful.
You know what I mean.
Blasphemous.
You know what I mean. He just sit back chilling, doing what he do. But when he pop up, you know it's the shit about to hit the fan.
Exactly.
What you saying?
The better
right?
question, Surfer, would be why didn't her daddy get her out of the trash can?
Who was her daddy?
Master Vile.
God. Master Vile.
Okay, my thing is, okay, you can say, all right, they're good enough to beat Rita, but why would they be good enough to beat Zed if he's this powerful?
But they got new powers at that point.
Every time.
They got upgraded powers.
Every time a new villain came, they upgraded their powers. That's the premise of
the show.
The show, basically.
Now, did any of the American seasons, did they use guns?
Of course they did.
Yeah, they had a... what was that damn thing where they used all their weapons?
They had the power...
Power cannon? Power cannon whatever.
No, I'm talking about handguns.
No, they did. They had power guns on the side.
Yeah,
and
on the
they
side.
Had the motorcycles in the American version too.
Yes. Yeah.
The ninja cycle.
Yeah. They also used the cycles in the original series once or twice, but not a lot. But yeah, they had guns and stuff like that. All right. Here, let's go back to this. Hold on.
Be beautiful and young.
Oh yes, this is my special moonlight. Trust me. Lord Zed will flip his galactic cookies when he gets a look at you. Ah, time to wash it off.
This better work, Mister! Mister, you did it!
don't look a day over 11,000. I'm beautiful.
I told you you could trust me, my queen. And now for the finishing touch. Here's the love potion.
Gimme, gimme. I see the power of love.
But do you remember in this episode, Tony C, that that's when Alpha went nuts? And he was talking trash to Zordon? Tony C. Hold on, let me play this.
My bad, Baltimore.
You remember Alpha 5 talking trash?
When they put that CD in his bag.
Exactly. He's talking all sorts of shit to Zordon, talking back to him.
He told Zordon to something, didn't he?
He told him to pretty much stick it.
What are you doing? Stop this mischief at once.
What a difference. You're a brand new head. Now, let's see what a little color will do for you.
This is no time for fun and games, Alpha. Get these flowers off me.
How about a little hair?
Obviously, you malfunctioned. You need help, Alpha.
Something is still missing. I know. How about some glasses?
Alpha, you must reprogram yourself and bring the Rangers back.
And spoil the party? No way, Jose.
Hold on. I want to go back to the four you were you talking trash though the first time.
You know what else I know? Working for you was a real drag. In fact, I quit. And while we're on the subject, how come none of this stupid discount equipment ever works? See what I mean?
This is not at all like you, Alpha.
Yeah? Well, this is the new Alpha, big boy, with a new mission to oversee the destruction of the Power Rangers.
Is that when they got trapped in the movie theater?
That's when they got trapped in the movie theater.
For the wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't get out. But see, this is the part that always threw me about that episode. They were in the movie theater, but they were still morphed. So it's like, why the hell don't y'all just fight y'all way out?
Because the monsters, it's like their powers didn't work fully in the movie theater. I don't know. There's a lot of things about that episode that don't make sense.
Things that make you go.
Those episodes were taped while they were doing the movie in Australia.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a lot of filler. That was a three-parter, that one.
Yeah, the wedding was three-parter.
But that whole thing about Alpha talking trash. Let me tell you something, you Chrome Dome or something like that, you know.
Chrome Dome. and then the ninja was later on, right?
The wedding came first, and then the ninja came shortly after that. Hold on, I wanna.
Good time.
Hold
on. Don't you dare lay a paw.
Hold on. Here we go. Hold on. This is when Zed, I think, woke up.
This is it.
Time to wake up, Zeddy.
What beauty! What magnificence! Where did you come from, fair lady of my dreams?
It worked! Oh, Zed, dear, you remember me! I'm Rita Repulsa, one of your faithful and humble servants!
Rita! Yes, Rita! Rita of the stars! Of the sun! Of the universe! I've been seeking you for so long. I love you, fair creature. Say you'll be my wife.
Okay.
Golda, get in here.
Right away, my lord. Yes, your majesty, what? Rita, have no fear, my lord. I shall summon the punish to seize her.
One step closer and you'll be monkey pate.
Don't you dare lay a paw on my bride-to-be.
Oh, goody, a wedding! Can I be the flower beast?
And I'll be the monkey of dishonor.
But, sire, she cannot be trusted.
Silence! As my worst man, you shall be in charge of preparing a wedding ceremony like none ever seen. Fit for a queen. My queen. Bow to her!
That's more like it. Oh, yes. It'll feel so good to be queen.
Oh, Tony Z. Anyways. With that, I must say that it's been fun reminiscing about Power Rangers. You know, we had a good time tonight. talking about, all the good stuff. If you want to watch any of the show, any of the Power Rangers, it is available on Netflix. Some 20 seasons are available on Netflix. If you want to watch the Japanese show, there is a website that you can go to and watch the Japanese version. I think you can watch almost the entire series. Let me get my my little thing here. It's called KissAsian.com. And there you can find Sentai, and you can find a lot of other Japanese series. And of course, it's available on a few different streaming sites or streaming apps on your Roku and things like that. So you can find definitely a few ways to watch Sentai. This coming Thursday, brand new episode of Rant Wrestling at 9 p.m. I have no idea what's going to happen on Friday, if we're going to get a new episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. If Phil is out of the hospital or not, we'll have to wait and see. Then on Saturday, nothing will happen. Sunday, maybe you'll get an episode of the What Are You Reading comic book show, a Mother's Day edition. Monday, you'll get a brand new episode of the Sports Report live at 11:15. And then next Tuesday, it's the Shining Wizards live at 7 p.m., followed by the rant at 9. Any final thoughts from the gallery, Tony C. and Surfer?
Go, go, Power Rangers.
That's all right.
Do you have the ringtones in your phone?
No, but I've got the drops, which is good enough for me.
I'll try to.
I'll say, you know.
It's Master Lion.
No, but these were the morphing calls.
Triceratops!
Saber-tooth Tiger!
Tyrannosaurus!
There you go. And of course.
Tiger's over.
And of course, we made this famous. Oh, no, not that. Hold on. After a certain wrestler, you know, morphed in a lake in Cameron, North Carolina.
Damn, so did.
Man. And that's it. So thank you for joining us tonight. For those of you that tuned in live, if you are listening to this program. Stick with us. Coming up next will be a rebroadcast of the Shining Wizards from earlier tonight, followed by a rebroadcast of this program. And I think that's it. I think we're good to go. Yep, that's it. So for Tony C, for Choppy, for Mr. Hightower, and of course for Surfer, I am Double A. We'll see you next Tuesday night for the return of the Rant. And of course, all the other shows here on Rant AM Radio. Have a good night, everybody.